So I am calling the meeting to order at 6:03, the meeting, whoops, there we go, got it, of Public Works. Legislator Litz, would you please lead us in the pledge to the flag?
Yes, I will, thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And Legislative Clerk Tantillo, would you please do a roll call for us?
Laura Petit.
Here.
Dean Fabiano.
Here.
Herb Litz.
Here.
Kathy Nolan.
Here.
And Eric Stewart is not with us yet. You have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, first action is approval of the April 5th, 2022 meeting minutes. Do I hear a motion for approval?
I'll move it.
Legislator Fabiano, second.
Second.
Legislator Nolan. Any discussion or amendments? Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. First up on our resolutions is authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a cooperative agreement with the New York State Department of Conservation for the implementation of environmental benefit projects on the lower Esopus, as provided for in the DEC order on consent. I hear motion to open for discussion. Legislator Nolan, seconded. Legislator Litz. I don't know too much about this particular part of the project. It's, being a secretary myself for the environmental board years ago, there had been a lot going on. Is anyone here with us who may be able to discuss it, or are we ready to vote on it?
It was discussed in the environmental committee, and I know Legislator Erner is here, but I believe this is a contract that's been ongoing, I believe, and that I thought Planner Doyle would be here tonight, but I believe that we're just extending the contract.
Okay. All right. Legislator Erner, did you want to add anything or no? Okay.
I think it is extending the contract, but it's a significant expansion for a project that the community in the lower Esopus very strongly supports.
Oh, so good. That's what I was hoping to hear.
Problematic at all.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So if there's no further discussion, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Then we have one absent. Next resolution, number 255. Amending the 2022-2027 Capital Improvement Program, amending Capital Project 528, Veterans Cemetery, amending the 2022 Capital Budget. I hear a motion for discussion?
So moved.
Legislator Litz?
I'll second it.
All right, seconded by Legislator Fabiano. Mark, if you would like to say, I'm sorry, Legislator Litz, you have a question.
No, just discussion. Actually, I think there's a typo in the fourth whereas, because I don't believe they're looking for $18.4 million. I think it's probably $18,400. So I think that needs to be corrected. And also, I would like to be added as a sponsor on this resolution.
I would too.
We'll take a look at the whereas. Without seeing it, I can't speak to it right now.
Mr. Litz is correct. I believe it was corrected online. I don't know if Nettie reprinted it after it was corrected, but we'll double check that.
Madam Chair?
Yeah, it's at Marcus's whereas resolution 181 amended the capital project, including the cost of additional environmental services in the amount of $18,400,000, bringing the total project cost to $170,400.
So, yeah. So it's, Legislator Litz is right. It's 18,000.
Okay. Do we need to take any action on that, or will it be revised before it goes to
the legislature? Just amend it.
Was it amended in housing, or did we get the correct version in housing?
I believe Fawn was saying it was corrected online. So this is just what you're reading from in the backup is just or what Legislator Litz saw was just an old copy.
Right. This was what was circulated. So if what's online is up to date, I don't think we have to make a.
Okay. I'll double check that while you're.
Right. So let's just make sure of that. And then we can just say that we're voting on the current, the circulated, updated circulated.
We can do that caucus. Yeah. Now, I think I saw hands, Legislator Fabiano and then Legislator Erner.
Yes. Madam Chair, I would like to also be added on as a sponsor for this resolution.
Thank you. Legislator Erner.
Thank you. I'm just looking, I'm looking online. I haven't seen it updated. I just went on, you know, what the public could see searching resolutions. It still says the 18 million. I don't remember us talking about that in the Housing, Health, Human Services Committee. Nobody noticed it there, I don't think.
If it wasn't corrected there, then we'll need to correct it on the floor to make sure that that's
correct.
It already went through one committee in this version, apparently. May I speak on the resolution?
Yes, absolutely.
There was considerable discussion of this resolution at the housing committee meeting. And I have just given a lot of reflection to it and continue to feel, as I said there, that we've had this community come to us and has been coming to us over, I think it's more than 3 or 4 years for this project. And really in a very dedicated, earnest way. Mr. Cozzopoli spoke at some length at the prior meeting. And so I feel like this is really just a question of whether we want to support the full project even during a difficult and expensive time. And my answer to that is yes. So I'm hoping that we will go ahead and vote this to the floor and then let people who don't feel that way have their, their option to vote at that time.
And I agree with you. There is funding now. There's ARPA funding. There's sales tax revenue that was unanticipated. We have funding now. If we wait 10 years, we don't know what our financial position will be. And, I think it's very important as well. I appreciate the diligence in taking a look at possibly cutting certain things. But if we have the funding now, I totally agree. We should just move forward with a full complete project. So, and Director Cozzopoli, all right, Legislator Fabiano, and then Director Cozzopoli.
Yeah, the only thing I wanted to add, Madam Chair, is I've been a legislator now for almost 17 years. And I think in 17 years that I've been there, I think this is only the second time that I can remember that this Veterans Administration pertaining to this cemetery has ever came to us for anything. So, I think the time is definitely now, and there's no sense of wasting any more time.
Mark?
Yes, no, all I have to say is thank you all very, very much for your support and your willingness to back this expansion. It means a world to us as a veteran community to know that we have our legislatures behind us. So thank you very much.
Thank you. So with that, I'd like to call the vote. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? So did anyone else want to add their name to this resolution? All right. Moving on to resolution number 257, approving the execution of a contract for $2.5 million entered into by the county with OCS Industries. A motion for discussion? Legislator Nolan, second.
Move it.
I'm moving for discussion.
Second. Okay. Legislator Fabiano. Director Masterson, is this for the...
I can speak on this. This is for the Veterans Cemetery.
This is for the Veterans Cemetery. Okay.
This is the contractor.
That answers my question then. Okay. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. All right, the next resolution is number 262, amending capital project 608 Bridge Street Bridge, Town of Shandaken. Do I hear a motion? You'll make that motion, Legislator Nolan, seconded by Legislator Litz. Any discussion on this? Any questions? We do have Director Masterson here. We have Rob Parody. No? Okay. Hearing no hi. He's willing to talk, maybe on the next one. All right, so hearing no discussion or questions, I'll call a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Resolution number 264, approving the execution of a contract for $525,675 entered into by the county with SLR International Corporation.
I'll move it.
You'll move it. Nolan, second. Litz. Any discussion? And I'm assuming this one's the contractor, the engineer for the bridge?
It is. Yep.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. Hearing no discussion or questions, I will call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Resolution 265, authorizing right-of-way acquisition of certain real property for the purpose of replacing the Sampsonville Road culvert, Town of Rochester. Motion for discussion? Nolan, second. Litz. Any questions? Okay. Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Resolution number 266, amending the 2022-2027 capital improvement program, establishing capital project number 633, Turnwood Bridge, Town of Hardenburg, amending the 2022 capital fund budget and authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute agreements.
I'll move
motion
it.
For Nolan, second.
Second it.
Legislator Fabiano. This sounds familiar. Any questions on this one? Where is this one located in Hardenburg?
I'm not familiar with this bridge, so maybe
I'm hoping that Commissioner Masterson can jump on.
He's on. Yeah.
Yep. That's near the intersection with Beaverkill and where the fish hatchery is. It's okay. A single span bridge. This is a Bridge New York award that we got.
Oh, excellent. That's a hard one to get. Okay.
Madam Chair, just the housekeeping measure. I see a call of it. 917-533-3208. Can I get your name?
Tanya Garment. Hi.
Hi, Tanya. Thank you for joining. Okay. Are there any further questions on 266? Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Resolution number 268, approving the execution of a contract for rates anticipated to exceed $50,000 entered into by the county with Alimer Incorporated Pet Master Services. Motion for discussion.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Abby, okay. You got that, Fawn? moved by Fabiano, seconded by Nolan.
Okay.
And I just want to say I've always wondered who did this. So let's make sure we keep doing it.
We have a hand up with County Deputy Ryder.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify something that came up in the committee chair meeting. I think it was a question by you, Chair Petit. You had asked about multiple contracts, and I think I had said that we have multiple contracts with Pestmaster, and that is right. But actually what you voted on a couple months ago was just amending their current contract, which only gets us through May 31st. And then this is for a new contract going forward that I believe was bid out. So I just, I misspoke in that meeting. I wanted to clarify that for you.
So this is for the mortalities. And I thought, I mean, there was some confusion with the last update we had on their contract, excuse me, because I thought at one point it was because of the $15 an hour. No, it wasn't a living wage.
No, it was just adding the 15. It was adding the living wage language to the contract.
Okay.
But it wasn't increasing it because of that.
Okay. Legislator Litz.
Yeah, I would just like to know, is this a multi-year contract? How many years is this contract for?
It says in the little strip, 2024.
Yeah. 2 year. Okay.
Legislator Erner, did you have a question?
Yeah, how does this work? Is this for just on county roads? And like, where do they take the carcasses? And do I call up and say I found a dead animal and can you get it? Do I call the county public works and they call Pestmaster?
Yep, there's a dispatch number for public works. And you can call that number. They will contact Pestmaster. Pestmaster has certain landfills and other facilities that they have to take it to by regulation. Anybody who does this work has to be licensed, I believe, in or certified in animal carcass removal. So that's a requirement when we go out to bid. We typically bid this contract every couple years.
Aren't most of them taken to Highland where they compost them?
They might. There's a handful of facilities that they can take them to.
Legislator Erner?
Thank you for that. And is there a minimum size? Are there any laws that govern you have to call if this you hit something this big? Or this kind of animal?
So this contract is only for county roads. It's for cleaning up, and so you don't even necessarily have to have hit it. I can defer to Commissioner Masterson or others who might know if there's size regulations on the animal. I know it's typically deer carcasses or other small or big game like that, but I don't know the exact size limit.
Commissioner Masterson, could you clarify, is it just deer carcasses or do they do
It would be the mid to large size game, deer, coyote, small animals like foxes or skunks or gophers, woodchucks. We take care of them ourselves.
The squirrels are out of luck.
Squirrels are a luck.
Stop playing. We call it tire tag. Any further questions? Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Okay, Resolution 269, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a lease agreement with Catskill Development Holdings, LLC, for a substation of the Ulster County Sheriff's Office. Hear a motion for discussion? Legislator Litz.
Second.
Second, Nolan. Yeah. Is this one already in existence?
Development. I don't, 142, 146, 152 Mount Pleasant Road, I think has this substation already. It's up past the up behind most of the buildings on most on Mount Pleasant Road. That's the sheriff's substation has been there for many years, I think.
Okay. All right. I don't hear any other questions or comments. So I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next resolution, 270, amending the 2022-2027 capital improvement program, establishing capital project 634, Ulster County Law Enforcement Center, kitchen and laundry equipment. Do I hear a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Nolan. Now, I don't have any questions on this because I've heard it in a couple of meetings. Anybody else? No? Okay. All right. Hearing no other questions, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. All right. And the last resolution is 281, amending the 2022-2027 Capital Improvement Program. Establishing capital project number 627, digitization and electronic conversion of Ulster County Clerk's land records. Motion for discussion, Nolan. Second, Litz. Thank you. Deputy Ryder, I had a question about whether or not that you get grants for these, because there's SARA grants and have you pretty much utilized what they have? I mean, it's not an unlimited amount of funding, but.
Yeah, I know Clerk Postopek does a very good job of going after every single one of those grants. I believe she's fully utilized what can be available, but I can make sure that she gets information to you prior to session.
Okay, thank you. Okay, with that, I will call the vote. Yes. Oh.
I'm sorry, when you're done with the vote, I just wanted to go back to 255 for a second.
Oh, okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Clerk Tantillo?
I just double checked with the clerk and she did correct that resolution, that typo in the resolution on the 5th. So it has been corrected, although it wasn't posted that way online. Okay. Nettie had noticed it and brought it to our attention.
And with that timing, does that mean that was the version that was passed?
That's the version. You voted on the corrected version.
Okay. It previously in housing as well as in this committee tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. In regard to 255, if you would add that my name to that resolution as well.
Okay. Now I'm working on the old agenda too, but so would this go under old or new business discussion of connectivity for our public transportation system? I guess it doesn't matter, right?
It's new in the sense that I don't think we've had a formal agenda item, but we have discussed it before. So you share the call on that.
No, we'll put it under old business. So I would like to open it up for discussion. Transportation as well as housing. And with new housing projects going in, of course, we need transportation to and from them in a very large county. We've been meeting, yes, Legislator Nolan.
Well, I don't want to interrupt you. But when you're done, I want to say something about this as well.
Absolutely, okay. All right, so I would like to establish a temporary subcommittee to address the to get input from the public and to address some of the connectivity that issues that I've come across. I would like to look at it as a broader scale. Of course, that's the will of the individuals involved in the discussion and creation of recommendations and or resolutions to include intermodal. you know, to look at our biking and pedestrian and trail system, and, you know, can it connect to UCAT buses? I guess I'll leave it at that, but that's the intent of this. There's some short-term goals, which we may even be able to discuss with Director Johnson to see if the changes could be made directly. But then as far as planting and vision goes, that's where we need more of our public input, especially from those more well-versed with the public transportation system. So, Legislator Nolan.
So, thank you. And I appreciate the attention to this, both for housing, especially as we have more low-income, affordable housing coming into the picture. I think it's really important that we have connectivity. But I guess I'm wondering where the right place for this is. It might be that a subcommittee here would be helpful. What I've done since I was elected 4 years ago, and then during the time I wasn't in office, as well as a little bit before then, is I've reached out to UCAT about providing services to parts of my district, which District 22, which are quite remote. Mm-hmm. And Denning is an area that doesn't have UCAT service on a regular basis, only has it once a month. And that isn't always on the schedule. So part of it was trying to get it back on the schedule. And the prior directors at UCAT offered the explanation that they didn't fully have drivers for all the routes. So I think a lot of this is with UCAT. There are some other issues. UCAT has been extremely receptive to putting bike carriers on their buses. And at the last time that I was informed, all their buses had bike carriers that could carry at least two bicycles, which was great. And they responded very quickly when we asked for that and did that. The new efforts to increase connection through micro transit has raised the question for me, would we be able to make sure that our micro transit vehicles would also have bicycle carriers? And then we have the question of routes. And there had been some considerable discussion about having the Z bus, which goes to the west end of the county through my district, stop at the Catskill Visitor Center. And I think it did for a while, but didn't have much use. So I'm not sure that's been maintained. So I would just suggest that before we jump into form a committee and state what our goals for the committee are, that maybe we do have a full committee discussion with Director Johnson. He's new to us, and I think it would be very helpful to just find out from the new director what the scope of services is envisioned. So we know, I don't feel that I have a really tight grasp on the baseline right now of the services the county is providing and where some of those prior requests that I've had have gone. I did ask at the last meeting when Director Johnson was here about recruitment and bus drivers, and he felt very optimistic. So I think we need an update on that, because if if we have full staffing, then I think we have options that we may not have. And we could spend a lot of time designing nice routes that we like, but if we don't have staffing and we don't have buses going there, it's not going to be very useful.
Well, I would like to, defer to Legislator Erner at this point about, the if buses are at this, juncture are serving all of the public. And we've had a meeting with Director Johnson. It's my understanding he's out of town. I believe he'll be back in tomorrow. But it's City of Kingston Transit Riders Group. Is that correct, Cheryl? Not if I'm close.
Yes. Transit Riders and Friends.
Transit. Okay.
We're expanding, I believe.
Okay, so Legislator Erner. Oh, I'm sorry, Tanya.
Sorry, Kingston Public Transit Riders and Friends, mainly focused on the City of Kingston, but also We don't know of any other groups around the county, so we are game to hear from other townships and villages, but we are mainly focused on the city of Kingston and also connections to other places from the city of Kingston. Kingston Public Transit Riders and Friends. And we've got a Facebook page.
Thank you, Tanya.
Legislator Erner.
Thank you. Yeah. When that community group got off the ground, I was there in 2019, and that was when the county was absorbing the city bus. So that was an effort that lasted the rest of that year and started into 2020. And then we hit the pandemic and transit really became a difficult situation for folks, both taking UCAD and Trailways and any other kind of transit you can imagine. Thank you for having me in this part of the discussion. I want to respect what Legislator Nolan, what you were saying, that meeting with the director, I think, is great. And with the previous director, we, as a community member at the time, we found we were really able to work together as residents with the administration to make some improvements that we saw. And I'm hopeful about that at this point too. I would like to support, if this committee is going to move ahead, I'd like to be a part of the transportation, whatever you're going to call it, subcommittee, and lend my experience, having previously been an advocate, as having continued as a rider. So I believe I have some knowledge to share with how things have been going and are going in the system, and also welcome that we have members of the public here also coming from that point of view. And although I do represent a part of the city of Kingston, I've said publicly in our legislature already that I do have a vision of transit accessibility throughout the county, and we pay for county roads to be built, maintained, snow plowed, and so forth. And we should have equity of access on those roads too for all kinds of users. And I'm personally very interested in ways to get all over the county and even more connections beyond the county. We're actually ahead of our neighboring counties in terms of providing connections across county lines. Maybe we could look to ways to partner more with Orange and Dutchess and Sullivan and Green and Delaware, and see who else wants to team up with us there. I have ideas about getting the state involved. We have plenty of state highways going through our county, and we're the size of Rhode Island. Well, the state of Rhode Island actually has a statewide transit system that, for that matter, New Jersey, which is much bigger than our state, our county rather, has a state transit system. So what would it take for something like that? It would, besides housing, provide connectivity to work and deal with our need to cut back our energy consumption for transportation for climate justice reasons. And I'm very excited about all these developments and I'm very enthusiastic. I just want to finally point out that what we did in Kingston with the advocacy group, what very specifically, there were a couple of routes that the city service had served and that the county had plans to modify or possibly cut off a couple neighborhoods. And I think that hearing from the folks who had used those was very helpful for them to understand why those routes needed to be there. I know that historically in the county, we had the G route going to Marlboro, and I spoke with Legislator Corcoran last week, who told me he's in the process of reinstalling bus stops basically in each of the hamlets in Marlboro. So one idea is, he's clearly preparing for his community to get service restored where it had been for a long time, formerly on the G route. I know we had had service also between Woodstock and Saugerty. So if we're talking about that, restoring that sort of thing, I think that would be a great place to start and bring the county together on both quite literally connecting these places as well as on how we collaborate to improve transit for everybody. Thank you.
Legislator Nolan.
Yeah, that's helpful. And clearly the Friends of the Kingston Routes have a focus that is in addition to the ones that I was bringing forward. So that it's important topic. And I attended some of those meetings for the uniting of the Kingston service with the City Best service with the UCAT. I guess, and some of the issues do overlap because things like providing a bus pass of some sort that could be either bought or given to residents, I think is something that I would certainly support. My question would be whether we need a subcommittee, and this would depend upon how the other members of the committee feel and the chair. I think that these discussions are important enough for the committee that to bring them and devote some portion of our agenda in meetings every couple of months to it would be, more efficient than having a subcommittee where there'll be, you know, members of this committee doing the work in the subcommittee and then bringing it back to this committee and doing it again. So I'd prefer that we do it this as a working group of this committee, and you know, the working group can meet outside the committee if need be, but I'm happy to participate in whatever structure we feel will be most useful.
And I mean, it's a broad subject because it's, you know, it's ironic you mentioned Rhode Island. That's where my mother is now. And from what she's telling me, it sounds like there's a micro transit that helps the elderly get to their doctor's appointments. You know, personally, my vision for the bus would be more workforce oriented. You know, we have this great divide, the mountains, on either side of Ulster County, which makes it difficult. I don't believe there's any transportation directly across 4455 or, you know, and then legislator, you should tell heads in, wouldn't it be nice if we also had a weekend to some of our beautiful tourist spots like Minnewaska. I guess what did he say? He took a cab up there and then they couldn't get a cab ride back. So they ended up hitchhiking. But, you know, it's a challenge to get through the county. We could, again, intermodal. If people come up from the city on the train, they ride their bikes as far as they want to along the trails. They could either pick up a UCAT bus or, I don't know, hop on the CMRR and get back up on the Ashokan Trail and then go up to the Rail Explorers. I mean, there's just a lot of potential, including, you know, I'll go back to a property owner on Basin Road who would love to set up a comfort station and turn it into the great hub of all the transportation that we have within Ulster County. So I just think it opens us up for a lot more possibilities and being just a unique and safe way to get the public in and out of the county to things besides doctor's appointments, you know. Legislator Erner.
As we're talking about the intermodal, it also occurs a lot of the discussion around public transit tends to be around passengers and stuff you would do in a private little car if you had one. But we also need to be thinking about commercial use of transportation. And I've been meaning to get back in touch with these folks in Rosendale who have this idea for freight and restoring more low carbon ways of doing commerce, like by sailboats and stuff. And we do have rivers that historically and could still accommodate that sort of thing. And so just to put that on the committee's radar as well, getting transporting goods and services in other ways than the way that we've been conventionally doing it for a while could also be something we look at.
Legislator Noel.
Thank you. One other point I would make is that the Ulster County Transportation Council discusses all these issues. And I've attended their meetings for decades. And it's the place where the Metropolitan Transportation Unit organization, Ulster County has long been the chair of that. It's where we have the regional connections with Orange County and with Dutchess County. All of that is coordinated at the federal and state level with the county. So a lot of these kinds of discussions can happen there. Not so much the city bus and the inner workings of UCAT, because that is handled by UCAT, but some of these bigger questions about transportation around the larger parts of the county and into neighboring counties take place there. So I would just encourage people to get on that mailing list, and it's a good place to learn what's available, what's being done.
Thank you. Cheryl?
Thank you. The Ulster County Transportation Council isn't really necessarily the place for community input. I mean, from what I've seen. And I think what possibly is being proposed is a subcommittee within this committee to have citizen participation. And then things could be brought to the Transportation Council. But to talk, I think, on a more, feet on the ground and user perspective, input panel. And there's some really smart people who've thought about this and see it in a bigger context of wellness and viability for most of the people in the county. And this all fits within that, too. And I don't necessarily think that that's the perspective of those who hold seats on that other council. So we're just trying to.
I would agree with that.
Go up and down. Yeah, that's all.
That's more a place to learn. There is a public comment period at each meeting, but I think that things to be brought forward there, and to a certain extent, I would say to this committee as well, need to be more fully formed in order to ask for a next step to be taken by an empowered body. So in that sense, the subcommittee makes sense. And so, since we're just talking about how to do it, if we want to just set up a subcommittee, start it and see if that works, that would be fine with me. I like to be a part of it, and hope there would be others from this committee that would as well.
So I think that the best way to move forward would be, some suggestions about not just the concerns, but the categories that you'd like to look at. I mean, we were discussing, there's major hubs within the county. There's Ellenville, there is Marlboro now, and of course, City of Kingston. And someone had mentioned it at another meeting, Saugerties. They have a large population, even though they've got a larger area. But I think they're a little underserved up there, because again, most of the jobs, the opportunities, the doctor's appointments, whatever, in the city of Kingston. So we may want to look at the hubs and see how we could, and tying it into the microtransit, how we could better serve that group. But also another question would be, how do we serve the incoming projects, the housing projects, the Golden Hill and Silver Hollow, and what else have we got going on? I mean, I think the city of Kingston has 3 or 4 alone. Transportation has changed, because we have had that great exodus from New York City when people came up here, and many of them don't own cars, and it would be nice if they didn't have to, if we could turn this into a more public transit oriented area. So we may want to address that too. And then, the smaller things, like a discussion about getting the routes up. In Rockland County, I was looking at the bus stops. They did have information on the inside, and they were all very uniform. So that was pretty cool. But that's something, a smaller issue that we could discuss with the director. And we were looking at setting short, medium, and long-term goals too. So, and it would be safe for streets. I've been asked by, I don't know if you know Michael Reed, who's been very active with but he said that the city of Kingston just passed legislation, and the state did too, which I guess is a sidebar from this, but you know, you people have to feel safe riding their bikes. I'm not that good on a bike. I don't think I'm part of that trail is on 32, which is kind of odd. So again, it's connectivity, keeping people off the main grid, non-motorized transportation. We could look at the waterways. I mean, ideally even to come through Esopus, let's get some people through there coming through Black Creek and Burroughs, that I think the only way you could do that is intermodal and then pick up the Shop and Eat trail from there. So, you know, but it has to be effective. We need to bring them to destinations, whether it's a tourism site or we can get them to work. And I think if you're looking for more users on our public transportation system, we really have to look at the workers. I mean, I would do it. I had a blast with Abe Uchitel and Phil Erner taking the bus down to Ellenville. You know, it was a nice use of my time without having to worry about traffic and, you know, spend $4.60 a gallon on gas. Legislator Erner, did you have your hand up?
I did, but never mind. Thank you.
Oh, Legislator Nolan.
Yeah. So as we're putting this committee together, I think we might also want to have somebody from the existing trails committee. They've done quite a bit of work on the intermodal aspect and interconnections. And there's a new member of the committee there who is a delegate to the county's Transportation Safety Council. It may not have exactly that name, but that's essentially what it is. Lou Kleppner, I think is his name.
Okay.
And so he would be an ideal person, I think, because I think the safety considerations would be central in making this intermodal.
Great. All right. So I'll ask Nettie, is Nettie coming back this week?
She'll be back for session, but she's not coming back till next week.
Okay. All right. I'd like to get an email out while it's fresh in our minds. I will forward it to you, Clerk Tantillo, just to make sure I have everybody on the list and don't leave anybody off who's in this meeting right now. You know, just for some thoughts about the best ways to move forward. I mean, yes, we should stay, you know, have Director Johnson come every couple of months and give us updates. He was good enough to do his 100-day vision, you know, but also we need to get a little bit more direction. I think I know where I want to go, but I'm also not a regular user of our public transportation system. And it's only because I find it very difficult to figure out and it doesn't get me where I need to go. You know, when I had to go from Port Ewan to New Paltz for work, I had to switch buses 3 times and it took about an hour and a half, 2 hours to get to New Paltz. So, and the quickest trip I had is when I flagged down a Trailways bus. But it's also expensive. They stop for you. But all right. Okay. Any further discussion? Any other new old business? Hearing none, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Thank you. Do I have a second? I have 2 seconds. All right. Thank you very much, everyone. I look forward to seeing the emails.
All those in favor, say aye.
All those in favor, say aye. All those in
favor, please hit leave.
Be safe. Stay healthy. See you
next week. I'll vote for Eric, too.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Bye-bye.